Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mittlerner as we talk about greenhouse gases and cattle in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Northern Oklahoma's new winning wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain varieties, and it's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com.
Dr. Frank Mittlerner was a keynoter this last week in the AllTech One virtual conference that went online. Dr. Mittlerner has been preaching for a while about the cycle of methane as it relates to animal agriculture. He says that basically over a 10-year period, animals will take in carbon dioxide through plants. They'll belch out methane, but it goes away in a 10-year period.
If you have constant livestock herds or even decreasing livestock herds over time, then you're not adding new additional carbon to the atmosphere. But the carbon that is emitted by our animals is recycled carbon. It came from atmospheric CO2, made it through plants, and then into our animals, they belched it out. But after a while, it becomes CO2 again. What I'm saying here by no means means that methane doesn't matter. While that methane is in the atmosphere, it is heat trapping, it is a potent greenhouse gas. But the question really is, do our livestock herds add to additional methane, meaning additional carbon in the atmosphere, leading to additional warming? And the answer to that question is no. As long as we have constant herds or even decreasing herds, we are not adding additional methane and hence not additional warming. And what I just said to you is a total change in the narrative around livestock. And I think this will be the narrative in the years to come.
The primary culprit when it comes to adding greenhouse gases to our atmosphere, according to Dr. Mittlerner, the burning of fossil fuels, not ruminant agriculture. But he adds that there are those that have got an agenda against animal agriculture, and they like the idea of casting blame on cattle when it comes to greenhouse gases.
People critical of animal agriculture always point at cows and cattle and other livestock species, and they feel that this is a very powerful tool to ostracize animal agriculture as we know it.
Bottom line, according to Dr. Mittlerner, is that when we have the same or fewer beef cattle and dairy cattle as we have in this country in recent years, it means we have a stable methane cycle underway.
If we keep our methane stable, then the amount of warming is zero. The amount of warming we add to the atmosphere is zero because the amount of methane produced and the amount of methane destroyed even each other up. But now something that really excites me, and that's the third scenario. So imagine this scenario here where we decrease methane by 35%. If we do so, then we actively take carbon out of the atmosphere, and that has a net cooling effect. So you can see here in this graph that if you have a methane reduction, it leads to a significant cooling, meaning if we find ways to reduce methane, then we counteract other sectors of societies that do contribute and significantly to global warming, such as flying, driving, running air conditions, and so on. So if we were to reduce methane, we could induce global cooling. And I think that our livestock sector has the potential to do it, and we are already seeing examples where that happens.
Dr. Frank Mittlerner saying that animal agriculture not adding to methane supplies, fossil fuels are. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.